Oh, NCAA dropped. Have I played it? I have. I haven't played against anybody. You know, I'm not super horny like that to where I gotta hop online and test my manhood out to see where I'm at. No, this is a new game, old game. You know what I mean? You gotta get used to it. I got a hooping question, though. I got a hooping question, but we're gonna get to that in a minute. It's the off season right now. Ain't too much going on. Bronny over there in the summer league playing like trash. It is what it is. Spotlight is on him. It's going to forever be on him for the rest of his life, no matter if he's good or extremely bad right now. And that's just where we're at. Here's the question, though. I did get NCAA, by the way. I haven't gone all the way through it. I haven't checked all the features. The only thing that I started on last night was the Road to Glory. I'm a starting running back, freshman running back, for Illinois. Look, it was only like four or five schools that offered you a starting position as a freshman, elite freshman running back. After that, you get second string with a couple of squads, bench, and then walk-ons. Obviously, the walk-ons is with the monsters, you know, the Alabamas, LSUs of the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyhow, so here we are. Recently, we just got the news about Brunson giving back like over $113 million to the team to go get some quality, either a much more, you know, quality role player or at least two solid pieces to add to the depth of the New York squad. Villanova Knicks, whatever they calling them niggas over there. And I said, man, $113 million, 12 cal, $113 million. That's a lot. Now, we also, prior to that, we heard what contract Bron was getting. And he then started to give back some more money. And it's not like Bron actually needs the money, right? But he started to dial back so we can go and sign some players as well. You know, the streets is a little... The streets are a little upset that we missed out on DeMar DeRozan. Since then, he has gone on over to Sacramento. We all assume because of the pop-out, and, you know, most recently was seen in KDOT's video, we just assumed that he was coming back home. Well, technically, he came back home, but not home. He came back to California, but he didn't come back to the City of Angels. No, he didn't come back there. He stayed in the Bay. Well, I don't know. Sacramento, from what I was told a very long time ago, that it's not the Bay, but whatever. He went to Sacramento. That's a solid ass squad. That's a nice ass rotation that they got over there with Fox and Monk, etc. Sabonis. Like, they got a squad over there. You know what I mean? How that's going to work, we don't know. It's just that they have a lot. That might be a good problem to have, though. You know, if they figure it out. They got a lot of pieces over there. Let's just say that. So that was the complaint, is that Bron put himself out there. It seemed like he's giving back this money to go get another piece. That's just what it looks like. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. As a Laker fan, we already know the disdain. We already know the differences between Laker fans and Bron. Not even Bron's fans, because Bron fans are over here for the moment, but we know they're not going to stay. You know, once he leaves, whether it's retirement or goes to another team, we know they're going with him, and that's cool. And shout out to D. Murph, because last episode he asked, what about the bandwagoners and shit like that? And I said, yo, it's cool. You know, it is what it is. It's sport. Being, you know, bandwagoners are a part of sports. You know, that's just what it is. You know, it only gets murky and muddy when we start talking about the accolades and rankings and stuff like that. And it's like, nah, you can't, we don't need you debating for this particular player, because it seems like everybody that's considered in a top five of all time of anything, you're actually a fan of. You know what I mean? Like, we can see that, you know. In any case, we know that they're going to be gone. Bandwagoners are a thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I consider myself, you can consider yourself as a part-time bandwagoner when it comes to many things. But I think, like I said, it only comes down to when you start debating and arguing, sports debates and shit like that, going back and forth, when we know this is not you, you know? But it's whatever. I mean, life is life, bro. It's not much. We do want to... Opening up, we do want to send our condolences to the Bryant family once again, because Joe Jelly Bean Bryant recently passed away at 69. From what I was told, it was a stroke. More sad news coming from the Bryant family. I'm not sure what else to say about that, man. I mean, it's a circle of life. You would expect the parents to go before the kids and stuff like that. But I think it's one of those things where we weren't, as the fan base, we weren't really connected to the parents like that. We knew about the family. But we never had that emotional connection to the parents, you know. And I remember me and my wife went took a walk today, and we were talking about, you know, why they were beefing at a point in time. And I think it came down to like some memorabilia, some shit like that and things like that. But rest in peace, nonetheless, to Joe Jelly Bean Bryant. He is half of the reason why we have, or we had one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So let's get to it. Jalen Brunson gave back $113 million to get better. And so that posed a question in the group chat, and we got personal with it. You know what I'm saying? And I would honestly say the chat was split on this. You know, some people were saying that they would take it. Some people said that they would give back, and they had their reasons, and these are the reasons why. So I said, damn, I'm the one that started it off. I said, damn, Jalen Brunson gave back $113 million. I was like, that's a lot of bread, but I get it, because he's trying to win. And the homie was like, in no universe or in any world would y'all allow me to give back $113 million. Another homie said, that's not true. You definitely would give up $113 million to play with the homies. And it had me thinking, like, would we give up that much? Would we give up that much to play with our friends? Would you do that? You know, and I'm talking about, you got to put yourself in a professional form. You are offered a contract, a max contract, a super max maybe, and you give back half of it to say, hey, we need these pieces to win. Now, to me, I ain't gonna lie, I understand it, because this goes back to the whole James Harden thing. Where, hey, do you want Robert Horry's career, or would you want James Harden's career? Saying that at the end of the day, if James Harden does not win a championship in his career, but he's made well over $300 million, would you still take that career? Versus Robert's Horry career, who has 7 rings and hasn't made as much as, I can't tell you how much Robert Horry has made, but I don't think it comes anywhere close to. And I think he's even admitted that he hadn't made as much as James Harden has. You know, the money was different back then or whatever. And we talked about the pros, and I ain't gonna necessarily call them pros or the cons, because this is just, this is subjective. This is, you know, this is your opinion on how you want your shit to, how you think it should go. You know, some people really, really appreciate the accolades in their career. And then some people feel like I gave my all, but, you know, hey, man, I did what I had to do. I did my best, but I need to get paid for my services. And I'm taking all of my monies. So I get that. I get that. But what would you do? 113 mil. The homie said, he said that we wouldn't look at him the same if he gave back 113 mil. He said he doesn't believe that we would feel any type of way if we knew he was getting paid, let's just say 250, but out of that 250, he gave 113 mil back. Right? Now, thing is, I'm saying we're putting ourselves in a professional state, but we also brought in some personal experiences. So coming from the East Side, 113 mil, nigga, that's like generational change in money right there for us because of where we came from. And a lot of these players that we talk about, you know, I'm not saying Jalen Brunson went through the same type of struggles we went through. But most, I ain't gonna say most, some of the, there's a lot of players in the league that came from starving background. So I wouldn't say it would be frowned upon, but it definitely would be a surprise if you saw them turn down some money. Right? But then there's players out there who doesn't really stress over the money like that. Like where they're at in life, they're good. You know, that extra, and who knows, maybe that 100 mil, that extra 113 mil does do something for them. But he thinks, or she thinks, that sacrificing that money to get to make the roster better means more. And my thing is, well, what is guaranteed? You can sacrifice that 113 mil and go get you a player or two, reasonable role players or a key player, and it still don't work out. You know, there's not too many Drew Holidays running around. That's a key player. I'm not saying that he's the second option. I'm not saying he's the first option on any other team. I'm saying he's a key player to a championship contender team. No. And I think you go and pay for those type of players. But at the same time, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if injuries is going to be a thing. You know what I mean? You don't know if the chemistry is going to be a thing. You just don't know. You just don't know. Or if the other team is just simply better. But that's the gamble. Is that you will sacrifice something in order to win a championship. What will it be? Would it be the 113 mil? Maybe. Maybe you got to make a trade. But I'm asking you, as a listener out there, would you sacrifice $113 million to potentially make a championship run? Not to win a championship. That giving up that 113 mil doesn't solidify a championship. What it's saying is that what we're putting in motion is a much better team to compete with Boston. And we know, and not to take anything away from Boston, they ran through an Eastern Conference playoff run that was banged up. But I will even go as far as saying this. I don't know if that Knicks team was ready anyway. I was talking to a lot of Knicks players, one in particular, and I said, I don't believe in this Knicks team. Every time, every year, y'all get to a point where y'all feel like this is a year. It's almost, the Knicks are starting to remind me of the Dallas Cowboys, at least the fan base. That's exactly who they remind me of. I've heard people try to make the comparison between the Lakers and the Cowboys, but that don't make sense because we recently won a championship 4 years ago. 3 or 4 years ago. The Dallas Cowboys haven't won a championship since what? Since what, 95? 93, 95 or something like that? Since the 90s. So, I didn't believe in them. You know what I mean? I thought they had a great squad. Oh my God, my bad. That stopped. I thought that was a good squad, but I still didn't believe. I still didn't believe that they were good enough to, I didn't think they were good enough to. I thought they were good enough to maybe make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe, but depending on how the matchups lined up, you know. I didn't believe in the Pacers. I didn't believe in Cleveland, even though Cleveland was one of those top three teams. You know what I'm saying? With Donovan Mitchell, I didn't believe in them, though. It was kind of like what Shaq said about Donovan Mitchell, you know? And it still feels like he hadn't taken it personal enough, to tell you the truth, or to at least prove Shaq wrong. But I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. I don't know. All I know is Shaq said he cannot be the best person on the team. That's all he said, you know what I'm saying? So we have yet to see that. But I think the Knicks are missing that one piece, and I just don't know what that one piece is. Because, again, they're in, just like my Lakers, and just like there's a few other teams. I think the Knicks is on their way there. They're ahead of us because they have young blood, and they have something to build off of. But now they're in a situation where is the other piece? You know what I'm saying? Where is that other piece? That other piece is going to come along, and it's going to knock down the production of the other role players, because that's basically what it is. Jalen Brunson is running that thing by himself. And that's not to say that he's doing everything by himself, like he's the main guy and nobody's there putting as much work as him. No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when it comes down to it, he has to be the guy to take the last shot. Well, who's going to be the other guy to take the last shot if he's not available? And that's not even talking about injury. We're talking about, hey, he's getting double teamed in the inbounds or whatever, or we want to pull a fast one. We need to know who that other guy is. So, similar to the Boston Celtics, they've always had their two-man game. You know what I'm saying? They got Jaylen Brown and they got Jason Tatum, and that is their two guys. One of the other is going to take that shot. And it's not even about the last shot. It's about who's going to take over, who's going to be the leader in the fourth quarter, right? There's only one guy over there with the Knicks right now. They got the Noble boys over there. Shout out to Josh Hart, is my guy, man. He can always come back. He's not, though. New York is showing him so much love. He's out of there. I don't think he's coming back to the West Coast anytime soon. But at the same time, I need to know. Who's going to, and they brought up Durant. Durant, that's going to sell a lot of jerseys. He's getting older too. You know what I mean? So just look out for that. Durant going to the Knicks. Now we might, you know, here's the thing. He's getting older. We're starting to see some of these greats deteriorate. And it's like, you need, just like Bron, bro, you got to get these cats now. You know what I'm saying? Klay Thompson over there in Dallas. We're about to see something new. Steph without his guy. Everything is new right now, man. And these guys are headed out. They are headed out soon, you know, so it's like their last hoorah don't have to be meaningful. Is $113 million worth it right now? We'll see, you know what I mean? But I like it. I like the gesture. The gesture is saying I want to win. Money is not that important. It's important, but not that important. Not important to the point where I need it like that. No, I want to win. My goal is to win. In NCAA, it asks you as a player, are you here because you want to be a starter? You want to play for a big program? You want to win the Heisman? Or do you want to win the national championship? I chose as a running back, hey, I want to win a national championship. I want to win the national championship. I know I might not win that my first year, possibility the second year, but that third and fourth year, I'm going after that. I can get the Heisman. You can get the Heisman any year. You can get the Heisman as a freshman. You're going to have to find a school where you can start at, and you got to put up some crazy numbers. But it's possible to get that. You'll get that Heisman way before you get that national championship, depending on what team you go to. You can go to Alabama and play average and win a championship. Or you can go to a Middle Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, win a Heisman with crazy numbers, but be nowhere near. You might not even make the playoff. And it's like that. It's like that. So let me know. King Germ, I know you out there. 12 Cal, D Murph, y'all let me know. Are y'all giving back $113 million to go after a key piece or even to play with your friend? You know, let me know. Open Run with BTG. Summer League is here. Not much going on. Hey, gym's closed. Check y'all next week.